What I thought I'd do today is spend a little bit of time talking about bridges and finishing strong. And you might think, well, what the heck's that got to do with anything else? Well, I could have given you my testimony, which might look a little bit like this. But rather than doing that, which would take more than 4 minutes, I thought I would keep it nice and simple. So I want you to have a look at these couple of pictures we've got here of some bridges. The first one there is a weak bridge. And then the second one is a strong bridge. Now, you're probably quite familiar with the second one. The first one you may have experienced somewhere as well, I don't know. But the connection between bridges and God working in my life, this is the bit that really matters. Now, one of the things that I've come to realise since I was only a little fella, which is a fair while ago now, but I can remember as a child, people used to say to me, we've got to have faith in God. And they would also say, you need more faith in God. Have more faith in God. And that was a current thought through my teenage years, this idea of having more faith. And somehow more faith makes us better Christians or whatever. And I guess I struggle with that because when you go through periods where things don't work out as you think they should, you sort of say, well, I mustn't have enough faith. And recently, I think I've come to realise that faith is one of those things that it's what you have your faith in that matters. And when we think about those two bridges, and here's the analogy, you can have all the faith you like in that first bridge, but if it's a weak bridge, it makes no difference. When you walk over it or you drive your vehicle over it, it's going to collapse. It doesn't matter how much faith you have in that weak bridge. But if you think about the second bridge, the strong bridge, then we don't really need much faith in the strong bridge because it's strong and it can carry us. And when I think of God, I think that's exactly how he is. He's the strong God and I have the weak faith. And weak faith in a strong God is always better than strong faith in a weak God. So my point is, let's take the little bit of faith that we have, put it in God who we know is strong, he's awesome. And that makes for a great partnership. That's my first point. The second thing is, in my work at school, and some of you would know that I'm a teacher at the high school. I've been there now for quite a while. And to see Leanne down there this morning makes me know how long it is. But every day I'm trying to teach people at school how to safely use machinery. And one of the analogies that I use is this idea of machines being like brown snakes. And you might think, well, what's he talking about? Well, a brown snake, if you're a snake handler, if you're somebody who can handle those snakes and you can milk venom out of them and so on, then you can do that safely if you know what you're doing. And you've probably been to reptile parks and seen that sort of thing. But what I say to students at school is, machines are like that. If you know how to use them properly, then they're not as dangerous if you have no idea about them. But I also say this, if that snake handler goes into that snake pit, puts his hand in there carelessly and doesn't think about what he's doing, does the snake look at that person's hand and say, well, that's a 30-year experienced hand in snake handling, and then think, oh, I won't bite that hand? Or does he just bite it anyway? And the point I'm making is, in life, in the Christian life, a good track record, 20 years in the faith, 30 years in the faith, makes no difference about the moment that we're in now and tomorrow and the next week. Because each day we are tempted. Each day there are things in our path that are going to draw us away or try to draw us away from God. So what we've got to do is every morning or every evening, but regularly, we have to read God's word. We have to pray to God. And we have to ask for his forgiveness as we've just done. And we need to make sure that that's happening all the time. Now, that needs to happen in my life. It needs to happen in your life. And that way, it's like, it'll help us to finish strong, which is what my last point is, this idea of finishing strong. We need to go across the finishing line in life with God's help in a strong way. We don't really want to just fall across the line. We need to go across in a strong way. Remember, our track record doesn't count for anything in the future. We can still fall away. I mean, each day we need to remember that God is there. He will sustain us, but we need to pray. We need to make sure that what we're doing every day is giving him the opportunity to do that. And I would encourage you to read your word every day and to pray, because if we put our faith in a strong God, even though it's weak at times, it still brings us through. And that's been my experience, and I trust that's been helpful.